in the limelight.
Just days after U.S. voters went to the polls, the Trump administration issued a little notice rule freezing the wages of farm laborers working under H-2A visas, a move that could severely harm low-wage guest workers who have already been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Dear listeners, stay with us for an article in this regard written by Jake Johnson Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Trump freezes wages of farm workers following Election Day. Here's the details of this article. Just days after U.S. voters went to the polls, the Trump administration issued a little notice rule freezing the wages of farm laborers working under H-2A visas, a move that could severely harm low-wage guest workers who have already been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The rule, published in the Federal Register by the Department of Labor on November 5th, will help corporate interests deny pay hikes to frontline farm workers who help maintain America's food supply, the Daily Poster's Julia Rock reported on Monday, November 9th. The wage freeze is the Trump administration's second attempt this fall to cut wages for H-2A visa holders, Rock explained. On September 30, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue published a one-page notice announcing that the USDA was suspending the Farm Labor Survey, a data collection tool that has been used for over a century to calculate wages for migrant workers known as Adverse Effect Wage Rates, that is AEWRs. A federal judge blocked the suspension of the farm labor survey, prompting the Trump administration to come back with a second attempt to cut the wages of H-2A workers, enacting a rule to freeze wages for H-2A workers, Rock explained. The new rule would freeze the wages of H-2A workers until 2023. The rule that was published last week only included the wage aspects of the rule that was initially proposed, Rock continued. The new rule will raise the AEWRs for a small number of H-2A workers in more specialized or supervisory roles, but will lower the rate for the vast majority of H-2A workers. Workers on the H-2A guest worker program make up around 10% of the U.S. agricultural workforce. HuffPost labor reporter Dave Jamieson, who was among the first to call attention to the rule, after it was quietly published recently, noted in a series of tweets that the wage freeze is obviously a boon to growers, which Perdue readily admitted in a statement hailing the measure as a significant victory. Jamieson warned that the new rule is an example of the kind of damage Trump could attempt to inflict on his way out of office. The Trump administration is trying to get a lot of stuff like this out the door as soon as possible, Jamieson said. Lawsuits can slow it, and some of it can be undone by subsequent administration, but it's a cumbersome process through rulemaking. In a public comment on the Labor Department's rule, a coalition of dozens of advocacy groups led by Farm Worker Justice warned that many workers will suffer increased debt, lower wages, worse housing conditions, and more uncertainty regarding job terms due to the wage freeze. Overall, the coalition said, The proposed changes to the regulations would be harmful to many agricultural workers. From 2021 through 2022, DOL will freeze minimum wages for over 200,000 seasonal farm workers participating in the H-2A visa program at current levels, which were set at the end of 2019. Starting in 2023, it will then peg future wage increases to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Employment Cost Index, which DOL says will raise wages at a lower rate than under current methodology. Previously, the agency adjusted these rates every year to reflect pay fluctuations in the farm labor market. Experts believe that this new move will effectively result in a pay decrease. This is absolutely a wage cut for migrants who are H-2A farm workers, said Daniel Costa, Director of Immigration Law and Policy Research at the Economic Policy Institute. H-2A farm workers will not benefit from any natural wage growth that occurs for 3 years during what farm owners are saying is a severe labor shortage, which is exactly when you would expect wages to grow in a free market. The DOL itself estimated that the rule would indeed result in the shift of $1.68 billion in earnings from workers to farmers over a decade. In total, there is a transfer from employees to employers, the final rule reads. Bruce Goldstein, president of legal advocacy group Farm Worker Justice, called the move unconscionable and utterly devoid of a valid justification. Farm workers are among the lowest paid workers in the U.S., generally earning poverty level wages, but this policy will stop the modest progress that many farm workers have experienced recently, he wrote in a press release.